light workers and giving too much. Well, you might say that there are three levels in the universe. At the highest, the level of oneness. Then there's the level of connections, the level where everything is connected. And then there's a level of loneliness, the level of separation. Now, this earth, at least the human society on this planet, exists in the level of separation. A human being is a lonely being. To be human means to experience loneliness and separation. However, this is not the case for light workers. They have a strong remembrance of the level of oneness. And they have a strong urge to connect everybody in order to make them aware of the level of oneness. So they do not fully understand the purpose of this level, the reality of this level, and how things work on this level. On the level of oneness, and also on the level of connection, giving and receiving is one movement. It's like a wave. It flows always in both directions. When you give, you receive. It's an automatic process. And following this wave of giving and receiving makes you aware of the highest level, the level of oneness. In the wave of giving and receiving, you become one with the other. You cannot imagine on these higher levels what it means to be lonely, means to be separated. So, what happens when you incarnate on Earth? Well, for light workers, it's very difficult that the rules here are different. They see all those lonely people. They feel all these lonely people. And even when they are a little child, they start immediately this process of giving. But there is no wave. There's no harmony. Often it doesn't come back. So they give and they give. But there nothing comes back. And of course, people around them, they think, hey, that's nice. But they do not react in the way that the light worker expects them to react. So, the light worker gets exhausted, very tired, because of this giving too much, and where you're only giving and not receiving, you do not get in this wave function, you do not get in this harmony that you need to get in contact with the oneness. As a result of this, the light workers gets depressed. So it's very important to understand this. The light worker comes from a world where giving and receiving is one wave, like the tide, one movement. And when you go along with this wave of giving and receiving, you are deeply aware of the oneness behind everything. And this is very natural. And when you are born here on Earth, you want again to live in this wave of giving, receiving. This wave is so natural. It's the wave of being connected with everything. And the awareness of this wave is the awareness of oneness. So when you are born here on this world, the world of separation, the world of loneliness, and you want to again to experience this wave, you start by giving too much, and you expect that the wave comes back to you, but it doesn't happen. And this, of course, is a reason for severe psychological problems. And when you look at yourself, you know this. You will no doubt recognize a lot of the things that did happen to you in your past. Many times you were disappointed in other people, and many times you cried because you did not understand them. Why are they behaving like this? And the reason is, of course, they do not have your awareness, your inner knowledge of the level of oneness, of how it works, the wave of giving and receiving, the natural wave, the wave that is everywhere in the whole universe, but not here. People do not feel this wave, and therefore there is so much loneliness, so much suffering. Therefore there is no oneness but struggle and fight and suffering and war on this planet. So, what can you do? How can you address this problem? answer is, go inside. Go inside to the deeper layers of yourself, the inner dimensions, and remember. Remember that you are still there, on the level of oneness. And the secret is not to give, but to radiate this oneness, to radiate it in your voice, in your eyes, in your presence. You cannot force other people to become part of this wave by giving. That doesn't work. But you can remind them. And you do this by remembering yourself. For at an unconscious level, you radiate your inner being. And the more you become aware of your inner being, of your deep inner knowledge of the universe, the more you will radiate this. And this radiation will trigger the beautiful wave of giving and receiving and restore the harmony on this planet. Restore the oneness. So the message is, don't give. Don't exhaust yourself. You cannot solve the problems of other people. They have to follow their own path of struggle. Nevertheless, you can be a guiding light on their path. And light is radiation. You can radiate your inner knowledge. You can radiate your inner being. So remember who you are and radiate your presence. Radiate your true being. And this is really giving hope and guidance to other people. Thank you for listening. I am now going to offer a little meditation.